World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. Am I supposed to have any background noise, Spencer? Am I supposed to hear any music playing or anything? Because I certainly didn't hear that in the intro. So I don't know what. I'm here. I'm ready to go. Although, I got to be honest with you, got tripped up a little bit here this morning. I compiled a bunch of pictures. I spent last 40 minutes compiling these bunch of pictures I wanted to show to all of you today. And, of course, you need an airdrop, whatever the heck that means. So I tried to get them to Spencer. Couldn't get into Spencer, yada, 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 yada. So I'm a little frustrated. Bear with me today. Lord, do that and just glorify our time together. Hey, listen, got to throw a couple things up there. First of all, good morning. Good morning to all of you. And Spencer, if you could, I know you can, pull up Stay Awake America. Pull that up. There we go. Get her up there, man. The Stay Awake America tour is... You know, that Ohio Amy's put together, Stay Aware, a national tour, is going to be in Washington, D.C., believe it or not. Get the date there for me, Spencer, if you can. Thank you, man. May 16th and 17th. Surprisingly, that is a Saturday, Sunday. I think, yeah, Saturday, Sunday. Help me out here, Spencer. Let me look at their calendar. Is that Saturday, Sunday? I think it's Saturday, Sunday. Saturday is the big day, and I don't know how many of you would be in that area able to go. It's going to be a great event, and the reason I'm saying that is because, well, as we go through this, is going to make a little little bit more sense. We all know what's going on in Washington, D.C., right? The Restore America event, or whatever that thing is. Can you, Spencer, how good are you? Can you pull that thing up there where Donald Trump has said it's going to rededicate America, yada, yada, yada? What date is that, folks? Anybody out there? Remember, I'm a little flummoxed this morning because my entire program today disappeared on me. So bear with me here a second. Let's see. What is that? Okay, there we go. Okay. So when is it, Spencer? When are they doing that? They're going to rededicate it on
May 17th.
Thank you. 17th. Thank you. May 17th when, well, we're going to already be there on May 16th and 17th. Now, I got a couple feelings about it. I wonder what you guys think about it. Do you think it's a good idea to be in Washington, D.C. with a bunch of people at any time today? Would that be a set? I don't mean a setup by the fact that somebody within our own site setting this up, but boy, would that be a good place to get a bunch of patriots? If you were the enemy, if you were the Muslims, if you were whoever you wanted to call them, whatever it would be, on Sunday, May 17th, on the National Mall. So we're already going to be there. We're going to be there. There's an event going on. We had our event scheduled before that, which is the, am I making sense today? I'm flummoxed. The Stay Awake America tour is already scheduled to be there that day. Now, here's one thing I would like all of you to do. Because I've, again, my pictures here. I have a period of time that I get to speak, not at the mall, but at this event that's going on. And here's my great frustration. Maybe you can help me out. Nobody gets what's going on. Nobody understands that we are the salt of the earth, we're the light of the world, and that we are going to have to show up if we're going to make a difference. And one of the things that I want to highlight when I make my presentation, I would like you guys, are you looking at me? I would like you to send me pictures, not a million of them, send me pictures of an event that you've been to. You've been to Hillary's house? Send me a picture of it. Huh? You staked someplace in your community? Send me a picture of it. You salted the Mississippi River? Send me a picture of it. You salted some Masonic temples in your town? Send me some pictures of it. Because when I get before whatever, however much time I have at the Stay Awake America tour, I want to equip people to get off of their arses and do something. And I'm telling you, there ain't nobody doing what you guys, this group, is doing. Nowhere in America. Nowhere. And I get frustrated when I go to these events. I'm not criticizing anybody, okay? Please don't hear what I'm not saying. When we bring together 100 people, 200 people, 300 people, I believe, the old coach in me, we ought to leave with a game plan. Somebody give me a thumbs up. Somebody give me a thumbs up. Would you all agree with that? Huh? If you have a meeting, what? Do you get to have a meeting just to, like you do when you go to church, just to say hi to everybody and pat them on the back and see how bad everything is? Say, yeah, boy, everything's bad. I'll see you at the next conference. I call them professional conference goers. Because why? They're good-hearted people who know something is wrong and they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. But I do. And you do. Because why? We've been doing it. But unless we show them how to do it, they ain't going to do it. And I'm going to ask you right now, if you could, I'm going to open this up here in just a second. And I want you to talk about an event that you were part of. In fact, boy, bear with me a second. I got to get back here on my phone. Did I ever show you the picture of, I'll probably never be able to find it. Did I ever show you the picture of me standing with Bill Barr? I sent that, Spencer. I'm sure you don't have it. Oh, I got them all in here. With me and Bill Barr. Standing outside Hillary's house. Do I have to show you that picture? Randy was there. Randy prayed with Bill Barr. And do you know what happened? See, I want to be able to show these pictures and explain to people what really is going on. I got so many damn pictures. I'm trying to find a picture of me with Bill Barr and Randy Lunsford at Hillary's house, laid hands on Bill Barr. We prayed over Bill Barr, and what did Bill Barr do 2 weeks later? Anybody answer for me? What did Bill Barr do 2 weeks later? Anybody know?
He resigned.
He resigned 2 weeks later. And can I tell you something else? While we were on that same trip, Randy Lunsford, Randy, are you in here? Randy's been a little bit under the weather. I spoke to him yesterday. Randy Lunsford came to me while we were out there with a group of us, and I could show you the pictures, except I can't show you the pictures. And we were in Chappaqua, New York. Chappaqua, does that ring a bell with anybody out there? Chappaqua, New York. Coach Dave was on his lawnmower. This is, I don't know how many years ago. Hillary was running for president. However long ago it was, I was on my lawnmower, mowing my grass, and the Holy Spirit said to me, go to Hillary's house. Holy Spirit said that to me, go to Hillary's house. I said, what? And so I turned the mower off, got off my mower, walked in my house as accountability and said to my wife, Michelle, the Holy Spirit just told me to go to Hillary's house. And she rolled her eyes. She knows I'm crazy. She kind of rolled her eyes and said, oh, okay. So I organized a trip to Hillary's house. I got all the pictures. I just can't get them off my phone. I got all the pictures. We went to Hillary's house. Huh? 15 Old House Lane, Chappaqua, New York. We went there. We prayed over it. And then after we got done praying over it, Randy came all the way from Oklahoma. We were at the gas station getting gas. And Randy said to me, Coach, I got to go back. I said, what? He said, yeah, I got to go back, Coach. The Holy Spirit sent me here to pray over the threshold, 15 Old House Lane, Chappaqua, New York. And Coach, I didn't do it. I got to go back. I said, Randy, you crazy? I said, no, I go back. And Randy went back, and he went up to the fence. Oh, I wish I could show the picture of old. Dang, see, I got all these pictures. And Randy went up, and he laid his hands on the gate. He put his feet under the under the gate and he prayed against Hillary Clinton. And she was never effective on the national scene from that moment on. Somebody say boom out there. Randy, do you, Randy, are you there? Randy, I wish Randy was in here to testify to that, right? So the thing that makes Coach Dave live, the thing that makes this is the thing that makes this so unique is we train people to do. Go do. Don't sit in a room and take notes.
Boom.
Go do. Go do. Go, Bible says, go into all the world. Go. Have nothing to do with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. And I could go down to a litany. I was sitting right here. Oh, I wish I had my pictures. I wish I had them here. I was sitting right here when I turned on the news. No, no. It popped up on my screen that the Georgia Guidestones had fallen down. Surprisingly, just after we had been there and staked them. And Dale brought the Ten Commandments. We put the Ten Commandments up against the that Luciferian, whatever the hell that thing was. Spencer, Google Georgia Guidestones. Huh? And what happened? As I'm sitting here doing the show, I saw it. They came down. Now, I got pictures. I can show you right now pictures of us at the Georgia Guidestones before this happened. No, we didn't blow them down. No, we didn't send any bombs. No, we didn't do anything. We just called justice down on them. Can somebody out there amen? Is there anybody out there that can amen that you were part of it with us and we did it and it happened? Would anybody say amen?
Amen.
Who was that?
Mark.
Hey, Mark. Amen? Amen, Mark?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. The Georgia Guidestones monument called Satanic by... There, look at that. Look at that. This is the team we took to the Georgia Guidestones. Look at that big cross up there. Dale brought that big cross. We stuck that up on high. People came from all... Look at them. Look at those folks. Just regular folk like you and me. We went there and we prayed those things down, and it wasn't 5 days, 6 days, I don't know how many, 10 days later, they came down. There they are. They don't know what happened to them. They don't know why they came down. They did an investigation and then they dropped the investigation. By the way, what's his name? Ted Turner, who put him up. He dropped dead yesterday. He dropped it. Okay, hang on. I'm looking for say minutes. So I'm gonna shut up a minute right now. Now here, number one, listen. Because I'm gonna make this presentation down at Stay Awake America Tour. Okay. I'm gonna throw pictures up there and I'm gonna talk about what we've done. Boom. Put that one back up there. Put that up there. Folks, July 6th. I've said we prayed him down. When was this? Is this thing dated? Is it dated? Clay Parker says Matthew 17:20. Is there a date on this, Spencer, as to when we did this? Did you find that on Facebook? Is that where you found it? It doesn't. Hey, folks, this is what we do. Oh, look at these pictures on Facebook. I didn't know. This is what we do. This is what we do. And we have to teach others to do it. We picked up on the staking and all that kind of stuff. This is what we do. Where's the picture of Randy laying hands on Bill Barr? I got that on my phone. It's going to take me 10 minutes to find it. What? Yeah. Laid hands on Bill Barr. Attorney General Bill Barr. What happened to him? He quit. Now I'm going to shut up here for a minute because I'm feeling this really, really deeply. And when somebody come in, look at this. Wow. Is this all on my Facebook page? Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Oh, right there. There's me with the pillow man. There's me with the Chip Gaines. Yeah, we went down there and staked. Yeah. Yeah, there's me at Ty Cobb's. Yeah, baseball player Ty Cobb. Yeah, yeah. At his grave down in Royston, Georgia. Steve Deck, go back up. No, go back up a minute. Go back up. Keep going, keep going. Ah, right there. Who's that right there? It's Steve Deck and Johnny Burkeen and Dave Allison. Huh? What? Yeah, yeah. What? This is what we do. It's what we do here at Coach Dave Live. We've forgotten it. I forgot. See, that's what, in my mind, that's what COVID was all about. They wanted to lock us down. We were causing the devil great headaches, folks. Oh, well, who's that over there? Who am I staying with there? Oh, that's Tony Spelling, me and Bill Barr. That's Attorney General Bill Barr at his house. Is there a date on that, Spence? That's a U.S. Attorney General. We went to Bill Barr's house with a stallion. Craig brought a stallion, a big horse, and we showed up outside his house. And 2 weeks later, he resigned. He couldn't take the heat. Oh, my goodness. Look at that stuff. Oh, wait. Oh, whoa. Huh? Oh, golly. Okay, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to shut up a minute. This is my old daddy. Somebody come in right now. I'm going to somebody come in and tell us. Give us a story.
Well, Coach, I'm going to, yeah, look, all of those things, great to be part of many of them. And you said Tony Spell, the pastor who was arrested. Now, watch this. It's not us. It's the Holy Spirit. When we're obedient to God, right?
Amen.
Yep. Obedience is ours. Results are God. Those are the results when we're obedient. Tony Spell arrested 33 times, Coach. The second we showed up, do you know he never lost another court case? He won at the Fifth Circuit. Go ahead.
They arrested him. He was in a federal court in New Orleans, wasn't it, Dale? And we showed up.
He was arrested 33 times. He was sentenced to house arrest. He was going to be put in jail. And then we turned this whole thing around. And we won not only at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, we had that big event at our church, and then we went to the Supreme Court. Coach, I laid hands on the door. I didn't care. The marshal came out, told me to move or I was going to be arrested. I said, I'm doing my job. And Coach, he won and sued the governor and won that. He never lost another court case after we showed up.
After we showed up. By the way, Dale, for those of you who don't know out there, we went to all 12 federal courts simultaneously, and we prayer walked, and we called, let righteousness roll down like a mighty river. And folks, we began to see different decisions come out of our federal courtrooms. Because why? Because we reclaimed those. We spoke God's word over them, and boom, wouldn't you know, his word works. His word works. And so we go to these events. I'm talking about Stay Awake America. God bless Amy for doing them. We go to these Stay Awake America tours, and I leave frustrated because there's no game plan when we leave. No game. I'm not criticizing anybody because of their information. Everybody, you have 16 speakers, and all of them bring information. And you know what? Every one of the speakers tells me things are bad. I got that already. I got that already. Things are bad.
Coach. A couple things happened when we went down to Dale's down there with Tony Spell. We did a Jericho march.
This is testimony time. Come on in. Somebody else.
We did a Jericho march around that courthouse. And then soon after, didn't the abortion clinic close down?
I'll be darned. That did happen, didn't it, Dale? We went up there and we did some prayer walking down there. And they closed down that abortion clinic down there in the southern part of New Orleans. Didn't they, Dale? Didn't that happen?
Coach, let me step in. We literally altered the Constitution of the state of Louisiana because of what we stood against during that COVID, and we stood for Tony Spell, that in the state of Louisiana now, it is the highest order of the officers and of the state to protect the houses and places of worship. In other words, Coach, they can never shut down our churches. They can never tell us to mask up inside of our churches. They can't tell us to stay 6 feet apart. Coach, it literally went to the ballot and the state of Louisiana voted on it and it won 83% to 17%. And it was after we stood up and resisted the stupid diaper on your face. It altered our Constitution.
We went there, didn't we, Dale? We went there and we put our feet on that ground and we pulled that kingdom down. Isn't that what we did, Dale? Isn't that what we did? That's what we did. That's what we did. So it's not by power and it's not by might. It's by his spirit, saith the Lord.
Now, Coach, wait, let me step in here too, because some people might be a little bit afraid about going doing those things. Let's not forget our mercy ministries, the thousands, 25,000 in Texas, 17,000 in Springfield. What we did down in when Hurricane Michael came cutting down trees. Coach, we've done, listen, it's not a one-sided thing. That's the balance of the church. It's mercy and the prophetic, the justice. Mercy and justice, those two meet, God kisses it.
Man, the work we did down in New Orleans during the hurricane was unbelievable, only to return back and prophetically pull that evil kingdom down. Hey, folks, I ain't making this up. I'm not making it up. I know that some of you out there watching right now have a testimony. I'd like to hear it. I'd like to hear it. Go ahead, Mel.
Thanks, Coach. Hey, I just want to provide you with a picture. Spencer, if you can click on that link I just provided, it's the homepage for the Liberty Action Network. That first page, as you scroll down on the front page, I believe this picture was taken in Louisiana during the time that you're talking about. So just scroll down a little right there.
Yeah, huh? Look at that. Hey, folks, there ain't nobody doing this. There is nobody doing it. Look at Brett Bull right there in the front row with me. Huh? Jeff Nell came on. Look, where are some of these people? Where are these people? This is in New Orleans, right? We prayed that down. We did an appeal to heaven. Folks, people go to a football game not to watch a huddle. You going to go to Stay Awake America huddle? People go to a football game to see what difference the huddle makes. Because when you get in a huddle, you call a play. I don't know if you understood that or not. We call plays. We have a history of calling plays, of doing. And we have a litany of pictures that I could have showed you of where we went and prayer walked or did whatever prophetically. And the walls came tumbling down. We went to all 12 federal courthouses in the United States, and we prayed against them. We prayed that righteousness would fall down. 12 different teams at the same time, we began to see changes come out of our federal courts. What? Yeah. We saw the overturning of Roe versus Wade. Yeah, we still don't act like it. We don't act like it, but the law has been overturned. Mark Trump, come on in.
Yeah, Coach. Forests burn, and there's oceans full of water. How's that possible? The firemen bring the water to the fire, don't they?
They do.
So how often is water praised for putting fires out? Never.
Ever.
The firemen don't, the water does. So what we're doing is bringing light to the scene, Coach, to separate darkness. The light is Jesus. We got to be careful to give praise to Jesus alone for separating the darkness, for taking the guidestones down, for getting on Bill Barr's heart. It's the light that showed up that incriminated and convicted these people. And these objects. That's right. So it's the light. It's Jesus in us, Coach. And you have formed a fire brigade of people who can deliver water to the fire. Okay? And that's the picture that we need to get out. Water's just going to sit still and go nowhere. And the forest is going to burn unless people get off their butt, Coach, and get a bucket.
So Mark, help me out here. Doesn't water represent the Holy Spirit?
Amen. Huh? Amen.
That righteousness roll down like a mighty river. Hey, by the way, folks, hey, hang on now. You sitting down, folks? All this data centers here. I got about 10 emails today about the data centers. Folks, they're after the water. Hey, Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. What does the water represent? The Holy Spirit. What do they want to do? They want to quench the Holy Spirit. They want to make sure that the water doesn't flow down like a mighty river.
Amen.
And we're falling prey to it and not understanding exactly what's going on. In the state of Ohio, we have running for governor with the approval of the Republican Party, a Hindu, a non-believer in Jesus Christ. And somebody said to me the other day, yesterday, maybe it was on Facebook, well, Trump ain't a believer. And I can't believe how stupid people are. I can't believe how stupid people are. See, Vivek Ramaswamy, it's not that he's not a believer. He is the believer. He's a believer in Hinduism. That's a difference than a guy who's not Christian. He's picked his faith, baby. He's rejected Jesus, baby. His faith is Hinduism, and he's going to be governor of the state of Ohio. And he's running against Amy Acton, who was the promoter of masks and closing of schools and closing of businesses here in the state of Ohio. She was and is nobody. And 10 years ago, the two people who maybe are going to be governor of the state of Ohio, nobody knew who the hell they were, not 5 years ago. Nor do we know anything about Vivek Ramaswamy today, right? Because the devil is at work. And if the devil's at work, dudes, we better wake up and understand that faith, sorry, let me straighten up here. Faith without works is dead. So we can pray all we want to against the forces of darkness. At some point, baby, we're going to have to show up and be boots on the ground. But we're going to have to do it. That God will empower what he's asked us to do. Now, look, I could go on and on and on here. I want to hear from you guys. Hey, sorry. I got the pictures. We went up to Minnesota. And what did we do up there? We staked. We dropped water in the Mississippi. The mouth of the Mississippi River is up in St. Paul, Minnesota. We stake churches, we stake government buildings, we prayer walk, and lo and behold, what happened about 3 weeks later? Why, those leering sinners all of a sudden began to be exposed. Anybody pick up on that yet? Anybody pick up on it? Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but expose them. I'm feeling this. Here's what I wanted to do. I wanted to show you a bunch of pictures. I want, because a lot of you are watching, don't have any idea what we've done. Hey, Randy Lunsford, I just saw you out there. Hey, Randy, tell us your Hillary Clinton story, 15 Old House Lane, Chapel Court, New York. Can you do that, Randy? Are you here?
Yeah, Coach. I like Dale's perspective, Coach. It's when we see ourselves as agents. If you understand agency law, I've had that in class. I know a little about business law, but agency, Coach, is authority. That gives you the authority. God gives us the authority to do these things, okay?
All power has been given unto me, both in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore. We have the authority. All power has been given to. Go ahead, Randy.
So as agents, obedient agents, by the way, Coach, that will get in our vehicle or get on a plane and take our livelihood and sacrifice our life and our time to go be obedient. And I'm not saying you have to do that to be obedient, but I'm saying sometimes God says you got to get up and you got to follow. So that's all we do. That's all we do. We're just willing to be obedient.
But, so, Randy, Coach, would it be possible? Hang on a second, Randy. Would it be possible if somebody wanted to go to D.C. and help us that they could go to their church and try to raise $500 from the people they go to church with? Would that be possible? No soldier goes to warfare at his own charges, his own expenses. That's what the Bible says. When people, hey, you tell people you want to be a missionary to Washington, D.C. You're going to go to an event in Washington. Would you help me go? Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, so Coach,
can't do that. We got to send it to the church so they can do so. They can get a bubble machine. Go ahead.
Yeah, Coach. When you understand the authority, how God places it, in the church. And right here, I see it today, right here in this show. So, Coach, you remember, you got the inclination. Holy Spirit moved on you to go there to Chappaqua in 2019.
Right. Is Hillary president April. Now? Is Hillary Clinton doing anything right now? No, we neutered her, didn't we? Hey, by the way, I'm sorry, Randy. We went to Bill Barr's house. Is Bill Barr doing anything right now? No, we neutered him. Hey, we went to Obama's house. Is Obama doing anything right now? Well, no, we kind of neutered him, didn't we? Didn't we? You say, oh, Coach, he's still doing stuff behind the scenes. He may be.
Hillary's on defense, Coach. Hillary's on defense.
We're always on defense. We're always on. Go ahead, Randy. I didn't mean to. I meant to.
No, no, you're making good points, Coach. This is. So it is, we're offensive, Coach. That's what's winning. That's right. That's why we win. You can't.
The gospel's offensive. That's right.
Offensive. That's right. It is. So it is the sword coming out of our mouth, the sharp two-edged sword. That's the word of God coming out of our mouth. And what do, Coach? We displace darkness with that. We displace it. So anyway, yeah. So you went there, Coach, did the show from Hillary's. And then that was just the setup. That was the forerunner, and then you put together the to go. Well, Coach, I was listening, and I'm thinking, well, no way I could go, you know, and is 2 or 3 weeks before, you know, the day of going, and I'm here at my house with my friend just having a little Bible study, and we're out here and having a good fellowship, and a prophetic word came to us while we were in prayer and fellowship there, and we wrote it down, and it was about going to Hillary's gate and standing on the threshold, standing between the posts, standing on the thresholds, and God said, I will tear down this house. Well, I mean, yeah, people that don't believe in that, that's fine. You don't have to believe in the reality of the Holy Spirit, but that's what he gave me, Coach, and he gave my brother. He was with me. So now it's time, am I going to do it or not? Well, I did. So we went. It was May. It was on Memorial Day weekend, Coach, May 2019. Yep. So we just went. We're just normal people. But I think the obedience is what God honors, Coach, more than the method and the ritual and whatever we do. So, yeah. So when we get up there, Coach, you remember we all kind of come in there that day, the Friday. I think it was a Friday. Yeah, Friday evening. And I got there. Mark Trump picked me up in White Plains. I rode the, went into LaGuardia, talked to Vinny. I want to bring Vinny in this, Coach. Vinny, yep. I'd never been to New York City. My daughter said, Dad, you shouldn't go, country boy like you. You'll be so lost. I said, no, I know someone. I called Vinny. Vinny told me exactly what to do. I did it. And thanks, Vinny. So anyway, I just flew into the airport and got on the subway and went to White Plains. That was the closest, the end of the run. That was the far north that run went, and Mark Trump picked me up. And so anyway, a little hour or two later, we were in the cars, Coach. He said, well, let's do a drive-by. I'll show you where it's at. We'll talk about it. And we went up there in Chappaqua and went to Hillary's house. You'd already found it. Yep. So we went, Coach. There was four or five cars of us, about 20 of us or so. And I was in the car, Mike Blake and Coach Norm. And so we drove through there, and somebody said, well, I'm out of gas. We got to fill up. So we drove back down the hill, down to Chappaqua, to the city. And we're getting fuel. And, Coach, I'm just edgy. I need to do something. Ain't right. I need to do something. So I just sit there and pondered it. And I thought, God said, you need to go do the gate today. So that's when I went to you, Coach. And I remember it so vividly. I said, yeah. So Coach, this isn't about me. This is about just obedience. A human, a country boy, concrete guy, raised cattle, normal person like me can hear God. And you still have to do some things, you know, be obedient. Mm-hmm. So I said, Coach, we didn't really know each other very well, Coach, you know. No, nope. But I just looked at you and I said, Coach, I need to go back up there to the gate. And like, what do you mean? I need to go back up there today, now, Coach. And you just kind of looked at me like, well, okay.
Knock yourself out, brother.
And okay, go do it. We'll stay here. Well, that's so Norm and Mike, Mike Blake was driving, I think, his car, and Norm and me went. We got back in the car, and we went up there. What was it, a couple of miles up that windy road, Coach? Anyway.
Secret Service cars there, Randy. Police cars there.
Yeah, I'm detailing it. I'm probably telling us too many details. But so, yeah, we get up there, and I remember on the way, we was real quiet. No, Norm, I think, or Mike, when they go, hey, Randy, you know the Clintons, you know they kill people, right? And I'm going, yep, no problem. And it's all right. So they let me out there. There was the limo backed up to the gate. And there was another one off to the side. And they let me out. And I said, I'll be right back. Just hang on. So the limo was running, Coach, and I couldn't see in it. It was dark. All dark. It was black, you know how they make them. And I got up there, so I thought, well, I don't want to look too conspicuous, so I got my phone out and I started taking pictures like I was some dumb tourist. So I got up there, Coach, to the driver door, and he window came down, and this guy's sitting in there, another guy sitting in the other seat, and they're big boys, young men, all decked out. He said, what are you doing? I said, well, sir, I'm here to just get some pictures. I know who lives there, and just here to just get some pictures. You know, it'll be all right if I kind of walk up there. I'd like to go up to the gate. And he just looked me over, Coach, real long for a while, and summed me up. And this is God. This is what Kevin Fahey had already prayed over me down at the motel before we went, Coach. Didn't even know Kevin. And he prayed over me, and he said, may God give you favor, Randy, for what you're going to do. I'm going, okay. How'd he know? Well, anyway, so here I am with the Secret Service agents, Coach. And they didn't get out. They just said, he said, well, okay, don't do anything dumb or something like that. And said, no, sir, not, no, it's all good. So I just went up there to the gate. It was like two white gates that come together in the middle that swung off the two posts. And they were, oh, I don't know, 7 or 8 foot apiece. So I just went to the, I knew I had limited time. So I said, okay, I'm going to do it. I walk up there, put my feet on the threshold. I touched the post. I couldn't reach them with one. So I went and touched the post on each side. Then I went to the middle of the gate. I'm trying to do this like the Lord told me. And stood on the, under, put my feet under the gate. As soon as I did that, Coach, I thought I heard, and I don't hear great real well. I don't hear high-pitched noises, but I heard a noise, a sound, like a frequency. And I thought, oh, man, what I've set off there. I've set off
some people.
Yep. Yeah. So they know I've breached somebody. Something's breached this threshold. The threshold blessing's the highest blessing in witchcraft, Coach.
Uh-huh.
There's three blessings, and I had learned this. I'd studied it. And the threshold blessing is like God putting a hedge around us and us staking our ground, our corners of our land and stuff like that. What we're doing, they're doing the same thing with witchcraft. And so I'm sure they did that over Hillary's lair. Anyway, so Coach, I did that, put my feet on there. I heard that and I thought, well, I better hurry up because something's going to happen. So I just spoke the words. I just spoke what God gave me, and it didn't take long. And I stood there a second, and I said, is that all you want me to do? It's like, okay, yeah, done. So I walked right by that limo, right by the, never looked at him, never looked back, went and got in the car with Mike and Norm. That was it, Coach.
And Hillary was basically done.
We did. It's what we did, Coach.
She's basically done, wasn't she, Randy? She was basically done in politics that day. In fact, folks, we heard this secondhand information. We know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody, right? You guys understand how that works, right? We know somebody who knew one of the Secret Service agents in the house in 15 Old House Lane, Chappaqua, New York. Maybe you could, I got that picture. I'm trying to find it, Spencer. And they said that she went bonkers screaming and hollering when Randy did that. Look at this stuff that you're gonna, huh? Yes, that's, go down there. Look, I'm not trying to go down, just go below that, huh? There we are. There's Mike Blake, indict Hillary. What? Yeah, these are there's Joe Allen. Indict Hitler. When was this? Look at us. Equal Justice Tour. Here's old Coach Norm. Equal Justice Tour. Hey, folks, the Clintons were done from that day forward. Politically, they were done. There we are, praying at it. Wow, can you believe this? This is at the court. This is the this is at the police department where we go down and ask them to please indict Hillary. Just normal folk. There's Mark Trump's truck with a PA in the back, and we are bombarding Chappaqua, New York, tearing that kingdom down. Equal Justice Tour. In fact, you can find that. Is that where you got these pictures, Spencer? Equal Justice. Oh, my goodness. Look at these guys. Oh, my goodness. Look at these guys, huh? Oh, my goodness. What? There's Trump. We showed up, man. We showed up. Crooked Hillary for prison. I hadn't made those shirts. Crooked Hillary for prison. Drain the swamp. Mark Trump making some. Meaning what? Hey, folks. This is what we. There were. Is that in where? Is that in? Is that
Charlotte?
In
that was Charlotte. Charlotte. Yeah, Charlotte. We went down there with Gunny. Remember?
I do. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, Mark, thanks for this. Mike Blake standing there. Oh, Jeff Klein, old Ray back in the corner taking pictures.
Let me jump in, Coach. I wanted to let Randy continue with what we call God winks. We don't want to miss these. So when Coach got sky high, he didn't have any equipment. He didn't have anything. So somehow or another, it came on Randy's heart. I'd like him to tell the story to get a skid steer up to Coach. But he didn't have a way to get it up there, did you, Randy? Can you tell him how this truck driver just out of nowhere had an empty trailer headed that way?
Gary Pierce, me, Steve Deck, Clay, Mark Trump, Joe Allen. Go ahead. We've been doing this a while.
It's Mark. It's the God winks. You know, it's just, yes. Coach, you got bought sky high. You coach, you remember how it was just overgrown. You know, you just. You couldn't even hardly get to the house.
I was looking at pictures this morning. I was looking at pictures this morning of it, what Sky High was like. Go ahead. And I needed a skid steer.
Yeah, so it's always this. The lesson I learned, Mark, there is God is always working on both ends. So here, Coach, the first thing he needs to do is clear that place. You know, get someone in there and just get on a machine and start knocking the briars down and the sprouts and the trees. So we could, you know, so anyway, so Coach, I do business. I'm a concrete guy. I've got some equipment. And this skid steer is sitting here at my house. Just hadn't used it for months. And the one you ended up with there. And I mean, it's like, well, man, Coach needs that. Well, I called around. I couldn't. I don't know how to get it up there. I mean, there was nobody. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, like Mark saying, this is God winks, Coach. A guy said, you know what? I need to go up there and get something. I'm going empty. Why don't you just let me haul it or whatever, arrange it? And I did. So it just kind of all fell into place. And in the meantime, Coach, you was trying to go buy some equipment. Your deals were not working and everything wasn't working. And you was frustrated. I could tell. Like, Coach is like, God's done this, and I'm in a pickle. You were a little bit just distracted. And so that's when I said, Coach, the day you were trying to make the deal, Coach, you had just been to a store and probably got a quote on something or whatever. So I called you.
A quote with a lot of money. Thank you.
So, Coach, I said, I'm going to send this up there. You use it as long as you need it. And, you know, you used it a couple years, Coach, and then we just ended up buying it and just paid it out. And it worked out for you and me both and everybody. I mean, this is how God works. This is just a typical store testimony. So,
and I was sitting in my house, and in the driveway up pulls a long flatbed truck with a skid steer on the back of it that Randy Lunsford loaded on and sent it to me. It was amazing.
What this does, Mark, Coach, when you look back, after you've been, you believe God, you're obedient, and you think, well, nothing happened. Oh, why do we do all this? Nothing happens. And then finally, you get far enough away from it, and you look back, and you go, oh, my God, look, Look what happened.
Look what happened.
God put this together the whole time he was doing this, and we just fell into his plan. And that's how it works. That's why I call it a God wink, Coach, because we can plan it all we want, and sometimes it's just, no, I got the plan going. I'm on both ends here. Just let me do it. And
that's right.
It's amazing.
So, folks, listen, this is why what I'm going to talk about, by the way, please send me some pictures. Don't send me a whole thousand of them. Just an event that you were at that we did that I can share with people. Because here's what I know. When I go to this thing in Washington, D.C. here in a couple weeks, I want to lay out a plan. I want people to be able to walk away from there and understand what it means to stake, what it means to put rocks down. Show them where they need to go and what they need to do to be able to say, look, we did this and here's what happened. We cannot talk our way or learn our way out of this problem. It is a spiritual problem that we're dealing with, and the only answer is spiritual. Why do you think the data centers are trying to suck up all the water? The water represents the Holy Spirit. It's AI. It's a demonic system trying to suck the Holy Spirit right out of the land. We can't even see it. State of Ohio, they give us a Hindu governor. And I saw online, I had people online say, well, Coach, there's a separation between the church and state. We don't need to have Christians as our leaders. I'm thinking, how freaking stupid are you that you can't see from a spiritual standpoint that we would put in the state of Ohio with our motto being, with God, all things are possible, and put a Hindu as leader? Christians voting for that? Folks, come on, man. The deception is so deep. Come on in, Joe Allen.
Well, here's another God wink. When we was up there in D.C., there was 25 to 30 of us, and we were on the bullhorn. Each one of us were saying a prayer. I did a Revelation 18, come out of her, my people. And Randy was over there right beside me. We looked up after we were done. There's six buzzards flying over Obama's house in a circle. Where do you see buzzards in D.C.?
You don't see buzzards. Well, they're working for the government mostly. That's where you see them. Oh, my goodness. Go on in, Mark. At least you got your hand up. No? That's all right. Spencer, I'm sending you a picture. I don't know what's going on with my message. Betty's sending me pictures. Betty, I can't send them. I don't know what's going on. I can't send
Sorry, them. Coach. All yeah, right. but if Obama had drones, what kind of drones would he have flying over his house, huh? It'd probably be vultures, bats, something.
Yep. And see, so again, what I'm saying is about this event in Washington, D.C. Hey, folks. The supernatural's left the church. See, we don't, that room is going to be, I'm not being critical. I've just been to enough of these that at the end of the event, we will know, we'll have a bunch of head knowledge, but we won't have any idea how to apply it. It's like taking guys, I was a coach. You guys know what a chalk talk is? You guys know what a chalk talk is? The chalk talk is when you get your team or your positions. I'd coach Norm, coach the lineman. He would get the lineman in a classroom and he would do a chalk talk. Meaning what? He would draw the plays up on the chalkboard and then he would show the guys how to block it. That would be a chalk talk, showing them how to do it. But a chalk talk ain't any good if you can't execute it on the field. And so at some point, he would do the chalk talk, and then he'd take them out and he'd walk them through it. They would do it. They would learn to do what he taught them on the chalk talk. So all of these events we go to are chalk talks. Showing everybody who we need to block, and nobody knows what play to run. I heard that, Lord. I've been called into the kingdom for such a time as this. You guys hear me what I just said? I've been called into the kingdom for such a time as this. To motivate a team to actually get involved. And by the way, can I tell you this? There will be casualties. There will be casualties. We're in a war. Hebrews 11, pull it up. Pull it up. We're not the first ones to engage in this war. Pull it up. Pull it up. Man, they're sending me. My phone's blowing up. My phone won't work. Hebrews 11, huh? Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, because the elders did this. Through faith, we understand the worlds were framed. Go ahead. Go on down, huh? Because I want to see what, by faith. All said, but look. Oh, hang on. Huh? Keep on. These all died in their faith, huh? Go back up. I'm sorry. Keep yelling at you. Too bad. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, strange country, dwelling in tabernacles, Isaac and Jacob. For he looked for cities, found our maker was God. Through faith, Sarah did this. Even sprang in. These all died in the faith, not having received the promise. Huh? Oh, yeah. They didn't get it done. They were just workmen then. They were just seed planters. They were just rock droppers all the way through. Hmm? Why? These all died in faith. Hmm? Why? Because they were doing it because they saw it far off. They saw into the future. And at 73 years old, I see into the future that my children and grandchildren will not be able to survive in a nation that this is going on. And I could take the easy way out and say, well, it's just the rapture's coming, Coach. That's why we're going to be rescued out of this. What if these people thought about it? No, by faith. Meaning what? You walk out your faith. Scroll on down, Spencer. Faith Hall of Fame. Okay. By faith, Isaac did this. Keep going. By faith, Jacob did this. By faith, Joseph did this. By faith, Moses did this. Choosing rather by faith. By faith, keep going. Through faith, by faith. And what more shall I say? And they says, hey, how about this? Can I tell you about, go back up. And what, how about if I tell you about Gideon, and about Barak, and Samson, or Jephthah, or David? Can I tell you about those guys who, through faith, subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions? They quenched the violence of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. Out of weakness, they were made strong. Waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead raised to life again. Others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might attain a better resurrection. And others had cruel mockings and scourging, yea, moreover, bonds of imprisonment. They were stoned. They were cut in half. They were tempted. They were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskin and goatskins, being destitute and afflicted and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And all these, having obtained a good report through faith, did not receive the promise. Why? Because God, having provided some better things for us, that they, without us, can't finish it. When's the last time you heard that preached? Huh? When's the last time you heard that preached? Now, we want to be evacuated out of here. We don't want to have to pay any price. We're out of here. Boy, it's getting crappy around here. Get it out of here, Lord. No. What about those guys? But those guys, all these having obtained a good report through faith, didn't even get the promise. Why? Waiting on us. That they, without us, it ain't going to be done till we do our job. Well, that'll preach. Unfortunately, you won't hear it preached. We hear evacuation and blessings and all that stuff. All that stuff that isn't really Christianity. You know what would be a blessing for Coach Dave? A blessing for Coach Dave would be for my children to live in a Christian nation again. That would be a blessing for me. I don't need money. I don't need houses. I don't need cars. I don't need influence. I want my grandchildren to live in a godly nation. That would be the blessing I'd like to leave. Anybody with me? And the entire church is praying for physical blessings. Oh, I'm just telling you the truth. Phone's blowing up. Come on in, Jeff. Look, I can't answer texts, okay? I don't know what's going on with my phone. I can't answer texts. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, well, you'll see it here after a bit. I sent you a picture of Pastor Bill and our little group posing after the J6 thing out front.
Yep.
It was amazing.
He went to jail. He went to jail for standing up for the truth.
I was sitting here thinking about that. 120 of us took over that hotel outside of D.C. there, remember? Yep. And the governor of it come down and said, you guys don't have to wear a mask. And they were mandatory everywhere. We were in that hotel. Then I got a phone call. Mary Jane's in the emergency room. I'm out in front of that hotel, and I'm shook up. I'm in tears. I said, you want me to come back? She said, no. You guys do what you got to do. I'll be okay. But we got to meet up with them and hang with six or eight of them, Oath Keepers. They stood with us. So when you go places, look who you might meet. All them Oath Keepers, you know, standing with Pastor Bill for 4 hours, and we all posed in a picture afterwards. It was just amazing event. Look what all has happened since.
Mm-hmm. So, Jeff, folks, are you looking at me? I'm going to tell you all, it's not Jeff, all of them, will tell you something. Whether you will receive this or not, I don't know what to tell you. The Bible tells us this, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against evil spirits in high places. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. That's what we're supposed to do. Not sit in church, pay your tithes, and have smoke machines and get your best life now. I got a bunch of grandbabies counting on me. Hey. I got a bunch of grandbabies counting on you.
That was a boom, Coach.
Yep. My grandbabies are counting on you. I'm counting on you. So if some of you want to join me, let me be honest. That's the way my mind, well, that sounds stupid. I'm always honest. Are they luring us into Washington, D.C.? President Trump, God bless him. God bless President Trump. He's having this rededication of America tour or whatever. Once people come to Washington, D.C. Wonder what the devil's doing about that. You understand the stronghold that the United States government is for the forces of darkness? Do you have any idea how wicked our government is, controlled by Luciferians, Masons, what? Go just run down through the list. That's who we're wrestling against, and it's spiritual. It's not elections, it's not voting, it's not any of that stuff. However, we can impact, we can influence elections and legislation. Oh, yeah, we can. Yeah, we can. Yeah, we can. So it's going down this weekend. Oh, no, that weekend, whatever, in June coming up. It's going down. And if some of you'd like to go, I'll go do my thing, and then prayers. I'm going to prayer walk Washington, D.C. We've already staked the Supreme Court building. We've already done that. We already staked the U.S. Capitol. Already done it. We staked the Washington Monument. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. An obelisk. Yeah. So if you're interested in going, ponder it. We'll go. But I also want you to know this. The devil's on the run. It's a dangerous Donald Trump. Say what you want. Is making America Christian again. Hang on. I don't know where he is in his faith. But he is inviting Christianity back into the U.S. What's going to be our reaction? See you tomorrow.